Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is with Joe McAdam. It was recorded on Friday, April 11th, 2025. I'm a big fan of Joe. He's been on this show 4,000 times. We've been doing this show since 2008, when George W. Bush was still in office. It's currently 2025, so I guess we're on year 17, 18. Figuring it out. I love Joe. We both love Bo Jackson. This is mostly about Bo Jackson and the not-hit animated television show Pro Stars, which featured the likeness but not the voice of Bo Jackson. Where are you?
I'm in Kansas City.
By choice.
Paris of the Plains.
Are any of those things real things?
Yeah, you need to brush up on your Kansas City nicknames.
I do, because I know nothing about where you're currently sort of living.
Yeah, that's the only two I know. There's probably more. You could probably rip some and nobody would know either.
You're also wearing a Kansas City Royals jersey.
Bo Jackson, baby.
Is he your favorite Royal?
No, but this is the only jersey they sold.
Like ever?
The blue batting practice jersey, which is the only, you know, I don't want to wear a button up or the button down, whatever. The one with buttons. I didn't want that one.
There was no good George Brett, like, late 80s light blue that wasn't a button-up?
They had, God, I forget. I have another light blue Royals jersey that has no buttons, but I forget the number on the back.
My,
I think it's like 41, but I don't remember who that was.
Was that Brett Saberhagen?
I want to say no. In like 2014 and 15, it was Danny Duffy, but then this jersey's too old for that to be accurate.
Mm-hmm. I used to, Kansas City Royals number 41. Let's just figure this out really quick. I used to write down all of the things I would want when I was a child, roughly about from like, I don't know, 5 to 10. And number one on the
list, year round.
Sort of. And the number one thing I always wanted was the Cubs version of what you're wearing now. The like late 80s V-neck jersey, pinstriped. I wanted Andre Dawson number one, then Ryan Sandberg, then Greg Maddux. And I bought a bootleg Andre Dawson jersey in like the mid-aughts. But it was like it was a button-up one and had the current logo, so it made no sense. And yeah. I always felt a lot of shame about that.
Why?
I don't know.
you're out there living life, and you're going to feel bad about it?
Yeah, I felt real bad all the time.
Was his name spelled right on the back? That's, you know.
But you could tell it was not, like, an official jersey.
Yeah, of course.
Like, they were going to let me play right field because of my jersey, which is a real disappointment.
As a kid, when you're a little kid, that matters. Now I prefer the worse the shirt is, the better.
Well, when it comes to shirts, yes, but when it comes to jerseys, the only things I want are like the any year that isn't last year's Nike jersey, because yeah. Those are historically the worst baseball jerseys.
No one liked those. I very much did it on purpose, but I didn't think it was going to work. But I put a bid on a autographed Will Shields jersey
okay,
for like $40, and I won. And I'm like, God damn it, now I don't want a goddamn autographed football jersey in my house. What am I going to do with this? But now I got to worry about what to do with that.
Champagne problems, bro.
I thought certainly the signed Will Shields jersey will be popping off, but nobody cared. It's an unpopular auction website, I guess.
What is this the same website you used to gamble?
Yeah, it's some kind of the sovereign nation of Curacao operations, a shack full of servers off the coast of South America.
All right, you are currently in Kansas City. You sort of still live in L.A.? What's going on?
I live in L.A. I'm just visiting. I went to a baptism. My niece was baptized. So I was like, I'll come back.
That's really nice of you.
I went to church. I did all that shit. I had a classic church outing. We went to the church basement and had a little Catholic party afterwards.
What does a Catholic party in a church basement entail?
You sit around and you have a large bowl of salad from the Olive Garden someone has brought, and then some cupcakes and some breadsticks and pasta and whatnot. And then you have huge circle tables in a room. A kind of just open and undecorated room. And then there's a plaque in the hallway that says like who donated pews and shit.
You really brought me back.
Yeah, that's all. That's what it is for everybody's church basement.
It's those big round tables that make no sense.
Oh yeah, you gotta stack them and roll them. And yeah, when I was, in a kid, you had to roll up all the tables. I sound like the oldest piece of shit. I had to roll a table. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
Have you ever, this is why I wanted to talk to you. Have you ever started a piece of art, be it book, movie, whatever, and
Sculpture.
sculpture, when you start on that sculpture, you're absorbing the art and you're like, wow, this is some of the best art, best whatever I've ever read, seen, whatever. And then by the end of it, you're like, this is one of the biggest pieces of shit, and I regret all of the time I spent on this. And I only finished this book because I knew I wanted to talk to you about it.
Was the book? We
I'll
gotta.
tell you off mic. I
Okay.
don't, because this is the kind of person, it's a memoir too. And I didn't know it was a memoir. I thought it was about, because the way it's framed in the description in the DC Public Library site is not a memoir. It's framed as like an exploration of consumerism.
That seems like a weird bait and switch, but.
I've been reading a ton of nonfiction because I think it's easier to escape sometimes when you, or it's easier to read like 3 pages and put it down and pick it back up. So, anyways, it was the first chapter I loved so much, and I almost reached out to the author to interview her for this. And then by the second chapter, I was like, ah, I'm glad I didn't. And then by the 10th chapter, I was like, I want, who, why does publishing allow this to happen? And then the more I thought about it, it's like, oh yeah, this is everything that's publishing has been built on. And it made me bummed out because it made me think of all art. And the stuff that I seem to be drawn to the most is the stuff that breaks through that, and it usually flames out very quickly.
It's harder to make good things than bad things. That's like a standard rule, is that making something that's good is like way
What? Thank you for that.
harder. You know how fucking hard like doing anything is? Doing like writing a good thing is crazy hard. And anybody gets something written, I'm already given points for that,
That's
but
what I was doing too, and that's why I was like,
yeah.
well, I'll finish it, because that first chapter was just so good, and it made
Yeah.
me feel something. And then by the end of it, I was like, I hate you.
Most commonly for me, it's TV shows because they can trick you into being like, oh, it looks good, there's good acting. And if there's a little bit of mystery involved, then you'll be very willing to keep going. It's like watching I remember as a little kid watching the Game Show Network. I used to watch it all the time when I was at home from school or something. And there was somebody on the Gong Show that did a magic trick, and it was a magic trick that was timed out exactly as long as the round was, so he wouldn't get gonged. And it was just like, damn, that guy's good. He figured it out. And then that's what like bad TV is. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna keep watching, but oh, where's this going? Here we go. And then it's like, oh, that fucking sucked. That's awful.
I think you're right. 100% agree. But I think my issue with what I just went through is in TV, it's like, well, there's multiple elements. It's not just one creator. It's never one creator. So even if you don't like
Yes. Yeah.
or this actor or this storyline, whatever, there's another redeeming element. Or at least I'm not thinking about my life for X amount of time.
Yeah.
So there's more escapism. But in a bad book, I think it's way worse than a bad movie, a bad TV show, whatever.
Well, reading takes too long, first and foremost. Just, I don't care for that. I don't love that part about it. So you realize how much time you're wasting, how much percentage of your life and everything. Forget it.
I do think about that a little bit, but I don't think that's my problem with this. I think more about you and seeing you and some of your fellow comics perform, what, like 15, 20 years ago at this point, and thinking like, oh my God, this is some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard. And then I hear like watered down, more mainstream, boring versions of it, like successfully hitting now, and it bums me out.
Oh, because I didn't have the patience and
It's not that you didn't have the patience, you
to
didn't
keep doing it.
you weren't in the right place at the right time.
There's a lot of elements of at play. I think it is like I didn't I started doing comedy in Chicago, and then no one's there to go, hey, you should be on TV from Chicago. That doesn't happen. And then the internet wasn't the same as it
No.
was. And I don't know. I'm very unwilling to do the things that the people that are famous
Yeah.
do. I don't want to be a crowd work clip guy. I don't
Yeah.
want to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to do like 800 videos a year kind of thing. I don't
Completely.
want it. I don't like any of this stuff.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think that's my issue with it. It's like I found certain people that I still really enjoy. And there are obviously exceptions to the rule of people that break through. But like, for the most part, I don't like many things, but I still try everything. And I think that's good.
Yeah, why not? You know, try. What's the shittiest thing you tried?
Well, I don't want to say, I don't want to give it. That's the
going
thing.
Into
It's
it,
like,
you're like, I don't, this isn't for me. But then you tried it, you know. You don't even have, it doesn't even have to be like a negative assessment of the work. It's just like, I just know that's not for me, and I'm going to give it a shot.
I can't even think of one thing because it's. I think I really. That's not true at all. I read and I document everything I read. I log everything, and I've recently been bolding all the things I enjoy. Right, and so there's most of it's not good, but that's okay because you get to the good. You get to like five good things a year. That's worth it, right?
I'll say, yeah, that's a decent number. Five good things a year is, and the things that you remember, like at the, you know, when you're on your deathbed and you're like talking to your kids and you're like, all right, there's this one thing I read, pretty good.
This thing that I did read, though, that I just hated, makes me think of how I want to parent. So that's good. So even if
Okay.
it's something horrible, it's like, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z to create this real piece of shit person who happens to be successful in their field. You know what I mean? It's like, what is my problem? Why do I care so much about these things? When is the last time you listened to a record you thought you loved and you listened to it, I don't know, a decade, 15 years later, and you're like, oh, wow, I was wrong on that one.
I thought I no, I have pretty good taste. I don't do that. That's like not my thing.
You know the band Against Me?
Yeah, I'm familiar. I don't really know. I'm not like I don't know a lot about them, but I know of them. Yeah.
For a long time, their 2005 record, Searching for a Former Clarity, was one of my favorite records for about 5 years, right? 2005, 2010. Saw them like four times in 4 days in 2005 at a music conference. It was so good. One of the best live acts. 2007 album was 2010 album was 2013, 14 album is amazing, right? I listened back to the 2005, 7, and 9 albums this week, and I'm like, oh my God, these are horrible. I was wrong. There's like three fantastic songs, but the rest is just drivel.
So is it you that his, like, what changed? It just your taste or your where you were in life or?
Where I was in life. The things that I thought mattered. Like every other song's about the scene. What the fuck is that about? Who cares?
Well, that's an age thing.
Exactly,
you know,
right?
I'm not going to think about the scene at 40.
But I was 22, 23 when I first heard that record. I was already too old to give a shit about that stuff.
Yeah, you're kind of already aging out at
right?
that point. Yeah.
But anyways, I'm a real dumb is what I'm trying to say.
Well, listen, nobody's perfect. And I don't know. I think you're going to, as you grow older, you'll mature. And I have
How
faith
dare
in
you
you
say no one's perfect? You're wearing a Bo Jackson jersey. That man was perfect.
Yeah, he could do anything. He's like an archer now. He's
I
like
know.
He's like the best athlete that's ever lived. So
yeah. I used to, is it Jim Thorpe? I used to think was the best athlete that ever, someone that we never once saw because it was like pre-recorded video or whatever, but he was like arguably, he could kick a punt through a 50, whatever. I think Bo Jackson did all that shit and was like really quiet about it.
Yeah, no, he's a quiet guy. He's just quietly perfect at everything he puts his mind to kind of thing.
I think like one of his nephews or nieces tried to scam a bunch of money from him recently, and he's like, that's not happening, and then it didn't happen. Bo Jackson's the
he's
best.
He's even perfect at that. It's solving scams.
I'm in a horrible place in this country, being Washington, D.C. How does Kansas City feel compared to L.A. right now?
I think it feels okay, I guess. I think it's far easier for people to just kind of go about their day-to-day business without thinking about how awful things are.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's in a bad mood. I got into a fight with somebody yesterday.
Like a fist fight?
No, not a fist fight. Yelling fight.
Did you like really yelling?
Yeah.
What was it about? Was it about Bo Jackson?
Yeah, he said he was the second best two-sport player in history.
Danny Ainge was number one?
And I was like, yeah, I had a big point for Danny Ainge. And we got into, I DDT'd him into the floor of a parking lot.
All right, what was the fight about?
I took some guy's parking spot.
Seriously,
I
that's
mean,
it?
like, I, and I say that that's me being generous with the description. I just took a parking spot, and he was very upset about it.
Where were you parking?
It's a, I was meeting my parents at a restaurant
What
yesterday.
restaurant?
It was called Cafe Trio, yeah, it's on Main Street and 40 something.
Downtown Kansas City?
Give it a look. It's not really downtown, but
In
it's like,
Kansas City.
yeah.
All right, cool. Well, it's on Main Street. I figured that's downtown.
That's, Main Street goes all the way up and down.
Whoa, baby.
So anyway, that's it's like where they're like meet
Sounds
up here
like
at noon
Joe's love
London.
life, am I right?
It's all the way up and down. Had a stable marriage for 20 something years.
That's why it's stable.
you're gonna kill me. I'm gonna die. I don't know what's going on.
You got
with
that
my
death thing going
throat.
on?
I guess it's a slow burn death.
Cancer?
Yeah, that's the one. I parked in this spot, and this guy, you know, you I parked, and then he waited for me to get out of the car to yell at me, and I was like,
Why? Oh, were you parallel?
buddy.
You were parallel parking? Obviously, it's
No,
on.
it was in a parking lot with other spots in the lot. Like, this guy's out of his fucking mind. So I'm like, buddy, I'm going this way. You're going that way. There's a spot on my side. There's one down there for you. Just I took this one.
You even offered him a spot. You said there's one down there for you.
The more time you spend up my ass about this, the less likely you're going to get a spot. All the old people that eat at this place are going to take all your spots. You stupid piece of shit. He just wanted to glare at me, so I gave him multiple reasons why I was in the right. I was doing a right turn, and like it's a right of way. I was there first. I had more spots on my side, and I couldn't loop around the parking lot. And I just bored him to death with the details of why I was correct and he was wrong. And then he just drove away, and that was the end of it. And then I was seated immediately at the front entrance of the restaurant, and he had to walk right past me as he came in too. And he just
So he was
kind of
going to
gave
the
me
same place.
yeah, there's yeah, he was going to the same place. It was so I and also I did this in front of my parents because they were parking at the same time. So I'm like chewing a guy out, and my parents walk up. I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? It was a feisty afternoon.
Was this a rental car?
No, I was borrowing a car from
Okay.
my folks.
Okay.
They had one, and I, yeah, my mom had the car, and I had
I was
another
just
one.
wondering if you were more willing to mix it up with strangers when you're driving a car that you don't care about.
Oh yeah, that's like if you, you know, if you sometimes if you go to a place and you're wearing sunglasses,
Yeah.
you feel a different attitude.
Yeah. Oh,
You
really
know,
quick. Is your license plate in California still the same?
no, I don't have my
Ah.
I don't have my custom plates anymore. I'm Borat plates.
You ever miss them?
Oh, I saved the plates, and I have them with me right now, actually.
That's good. You always do.
Yeah, they're in my heart, and also in my home. I just have them literally in my home.
That's cool. It's cool that you have a home.
I feel very fortunate. I'm a lucky guy. It's a very earnest. I'm a lucky guy.
History of players that wore number 41 for the Kansas City Royals. Dick Drago from 69 to 73. Lindy McDaniel, 74-75. Tony Ferreira, 85. John Habian, 93. Billy Brewer, 94-95. Tim Belcher, 96-98. Chris Fussell, 99. Blake Stein, 99. Don Wengert, 99. Blake Stein again in 2000. Reichert from 2001 to 2002. Jimmy Gobble.
Yeah.
Or 2003 Jeremy to Gobble, right? 2008. So Jimmy Gobble's probably it.
Right.
Lenny DiNardo, 2009. Brian Bullington, 2010. Jeremy Jeffries, 2011, 2012. Danny Duffy, 2013, 2020. Carlos Santana, the guitarist, 2021. Wyatt Mills, 2022. Carlos Santana again, 2022. Jackie Bradley Jr., 2023. Tucker Davidson, 2023. Daniel Lynch, the fourth current from 2024 to now.
So they didn't retire it when, you know, Danny Duffy wore a big bear suit in the locker room celebration after the 2014 ALCS, huh? That should have been enough to retire it, but whatever.
I'm with you, man. If you could have one big animal suit, what would it be?
Oh, elephant. It's the biggest.
Touche.
It's not, there's nothing bigger.
And it aligns with your political views. It's good.
Yeah, you know, I can really, yeah. I mean, if I could have one animal suit,
yeah, not made from an animal.
It would just to look like I'm an animal.
Sure, we could do that. We could go wild, Kratz. You don't know what that is.
I don't. But I'm gonna go with, you know what? I think sloth is good. They have
sloth bear.
They have very
sharp claws.
I was gonna say human-like haircuts.
So you're doing this for the hair reasons, you bald fuck.
I'm doing it so I can have a cool sloth haircut.
Hey, talking to you makes me feel better about the world and also reminds me that Bo Jackson played for the Chicago White Sox, and that's a good memory, even though both those White Sox and Bo Jackson at that time underperformed.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's worth it just to have Bo around. And I think, you know, we're lucky to live in the same time as Bo Jackson. So that's another reason to count yourself as a lucky person.
Final question. Do you remember the show Superstars? I think it was Bo Jackson, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah. Are you, yeah. And this came up yesterday out of nowhere. Oh no, it's because Gretzky was at the, Pro Stars was at the, Ovechkin thing.
Mm-hmm.
And some dad was like, hey, you remember Pro Stars? And I was like, hell yeah. And we all did. And it only aired for 4 months in the fall of 1991.
That's only the grip that a cartoon version of Wayne Gretzky had on America's youth.
But also Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
He was the muscle for the Heroes. I'm reading about it right now.
I don't remember literally anything other than like seeing the image of them as animated characters. I don't remember. I never watched it.
It was a Beatles Yellow Submarine situation where it wasn't even their voices.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So this is who, anybody, any heavy hitters in the
no.
voice acting world?
No.
Okay. No. What's his name? Lorenzo Music or whatever the.
I will tell you the leads. The leads are Michael Jordan was Dorian Harewood. Wayne Gretzky was Townsend Coleman. And Bo Jackson was Dave Fennoy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about the voiceover cartoon animation voice guy world. I bet they're great. I bet they're fantastic.
Thanks for doing this, man. I really appreciate it. How much longer are you in Kansas City?
Leaving tomorrow.
Going to L.A. because you love it.
I do. Me, Randy, and that's it. Everybody else hates the shit out of L.A.